made the agreed addition will nullify these conclusions and establish another thesis. In this way, the path of argument will never be safe or conclusive. The Srimad Bhagavatam recommends, therefore, that one follow in the footsteps of the authorities.
So, when progress in devotional silence, one cannot manufacture anything. The authoritative statements of acharyas, that we'll have to follow. Mahajana jina gatasya pantha. We should not manufacture, invent anything. As they are stated in the shastras, confirmed by spiritual master and acharyas, that will be accepted. Nobody can say, I think devotional service should be like this. No, therefore spiritual master is the guidance. He is the representative of the acharyas. In this way we should make progress, not by concoction.
Here is a general description of devotional service given by Sri Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Previously, it has been stated that devotional service can be divided into three categories, namely devotional service in practice, devotional service in ecstasy, and devotional service in pure love of God. Now, Sri Rupa Goswami proposes to describe devotional service in practice. Practice means employing our senses in some particular type of work. Therefore, devotional service in practice means utilizing our different sensory organs in service to Krishna. Some of the senses are meant for acquiring knowledge and are meant for executing the conclusions of our thinking, feeling, and willing. So practice means employing both the mind and the senses in practical devotional service. This practice is not for developing something artificial. For example, a child learns or practices to walk. This walking is not unnatural. The walking capacity is there originally in the child, and simply by a little practice he walks very nicely. Similarly, devotional service to the Supreme Lord is the natural instinct of every living entity. Even uncivilized men like the Aborigines offer their respectful obeisances to something wonderful exhibited by nature's law, and they appreciate that behind some wonderful exhibition or action there is something supreme. So this consciousness, though lying dormant in those who are materially contaminated, is found in every living entity. And, when purified, this is called Krishna consciousness.
This obedience, the sense of obedience to higher authorities, to love somebody, these propensities are there in everyone. Even a child, we have seen, when there is sankirtan, they also clap their hands, they also try to dance. This is natural. So this has to be little organized. That is called practice. Otherwise, the things are there, dormant, sometimes by bad association. That dormant propensities are cut down. They forget. The present situation is like that. The so-called material advancement has cut down the dormant propensities for loving God or Krishna. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that jaravidya sab mayar vaibhav. Jaravidya sab mayar vaibhav. Tomar bhajane bada. The more artificially we make advancement of material civilization, the more we become away from devotional service. Practically we can see people are engaged in developing their material resources. Everyone is busy. And we, if our men approach, then they think it is simply a waste of time. All right, they are asking something, give them some money, let them go away, and let my business be done nicely. So, this is the propositions observed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Jaravidya sa mayar vaibha. The more we advance in material civilization, we become backward in Krishna consciousness. Our principle is therefore to minimize the artificial necessities of life as much as possible. Nirbandhi Krishna Samma, Anasaptasya Vishaya. We should eat, sleep, not for material comfort, but eating is required. Without eating we cannot live. Sleeping is required to give rest for some time. For that purpose we shall eat, sleep, Nirbandhi Krishna Sambandhi, Anasaptasya Vishaya. We should not be attached. That will make our spiritual progress far. Yes, go on. Go on.
There are certain prescribed methods for employing our senses and mind in such a way that our dormant consciousness for loving Krishna will be invoked as much as the child of the little practice. There are certain processes which, by our accepting and executing them, will cause that dormant capacity to be invoked. Such practice is called sadhana bhakti.
Sadhana bhakti, raga bhakti, prema bhakti, these three divisions. So first of all, we have to accept sadhana bhakti, means practicing. God.
Every living entity under the spell of material energy is held to be in an abnormal condition of madness. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, generally the conditioned soul is mad because he is always engaged in activities which are the causes of bondage and suffering. Such spirit soul in its original condition is joyful, blissful, eternal, and full of knowledge. Only by his implication in material activities has he become miserable, temporary, and full of ignorance. This is due to vikarma. Vikarma means actions which should not be done. Therefore, we must practice sadhana bhakti, which means to refrain from certain material activities, to offer obeisances to the spiritual master, and to follow many other rules and regulations, which will be discussed here one after another. These practices will help one to become cured by madness. As a man's mental disease is cured by the directions of a psychiatrist, so this sadhana bhakti cures the conditioned soul of his madness under the spell of maya, material illusion.
Anyone who is not in Krishna consciousness is to be taken as crazy or mad. Pishachi paile jana mati channa hoy. Mayagrasta jiver sei dasha upar. Just like when a man becomes grossly haunted, he does something abnormal. He cannot recognize his own man. He calls his father by ill names. So many disturbances. So, nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. They are so mad that they are engaged only in sinful activities. There are three karmas, karma, akarma, vikarma. Karma does not mean whatever you like you can do. No, karma means prescribed duties. Janma karma, guna karma. As you are under the spell of certain material modes of nature, someone is under the modes of goodness, his karma will be different from the person who is under the spell of the modes of ignorance. That will be decided by the teacher or by the acharyas. They are described in the Bhagavad Gita that one who is under the spell of goodness, his qualities, his symptoms are like this. Chatta sama dama tidikha. Similarly, one who is under the spell of passion, his symptoms are like this. Just like a diseased man, if you go to a physician, by your symptoms, he can understand that you have got a certain type of disease and he gives you the right medicine. Similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita, you will find who is under the spell of the most goodness. If he is very sober, intelligent, can understand things as they are to be understood in the modes of goodness. Those who are very much passionate, simply want to enjoy sense enjoyment, they are in the modes of passion. And those who are lazy, very fond of sleeping, nidra alasya, is to be understood in the modes of ignorance. And these are the symptoms. And according to the modes, they act. Therefore, bhakti is not privated to either of them, either in goodness or passion or ignorance. It doesn't matter. Anyone can take to devotional service, sadhana bhakti, provided he agrees to be guided by the direction of the spiritual master. Bhakti is transcendental. It doesn't matter whether one is in goodness, passion or ignorance. Anyone can take. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Maṁ hi pātha vipāsthitya jepiṣu pāpajonaya. Pāpajonaya means the lowest part of ignorance. So Krishna recommends that anyone, even in papajoni, striya vaishya tatha shudra, stri, woman and vaishya and shudra, they are also considered not very in high position. But Krishna says all of them, if they take to real path of devotional service under the direction of spiritual master, then that is sadhana bhakti. To act under the direction of spiritual master, spiritual master directs means he knows shastra according to the direction of shastra or acharya. He gives direction and if we follow, that is called sadhana bhakti, that is called practice. In the beginning, sadhana bhakti must be there. Then when you get attachment for Krishna, that is called raga bhakti. And the more you increase your attachment for Krishna, then it will come to the stage of prema bhakti. You don't become Krishna premi all of a sudden. Now I have become Krishna Prami, let me cry. And then after crying, "Oh, my throat is now dried up, give me a cigarette." This kind of bhakti has no value. You will see so many sahajiyas, professional, they can cry, but they have no love for Krishna. I have seen one professional reciter. He can cry and he gathers many people around him. But by his writing, by his speech, we can understand that he has no faith in Krishna. In Bombay, I have seen. When he writes, "Tavatcha sovate murkha javat kinchin navhasat." A murkha, a rascal, can be beautiful as long as he does not speak or write. But as soon as one speaks and writes, we can understand what is the loka standards of that person. Simply crying will not help. One who will cry for Krishna, he will never come down to the material platform. That crying is not so easy. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to cry, he also said, "I am crying for Mekso." So crying automatically comes when actually we are in prema bhakti. But we have to go to that stage gradually, not by imitating. Sadhana bhakti, raga bhakti, then prema bhakti. Go on.
Narada Muni mentions in sadhana bhakti in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 1st chapter, 30th verse. He says there to King Yudhisthira, "My dear king, one has to fix his mind on Krishna by any means. This is called Krishna consciousness. It is the duty of the acharya, the spiritual master, to find the ways and means for his disciple to fix his mind on Krishna. That is the meaning of sadhana bhakti."
Yeah, this is very important thing. Somehow or other, one has to fix up his mind in Krishna. And Krishna is not stereotype, it is dynamic. If we want to serve Krishna, there are so many ways. Just like in our society, somebody is painting, somebody is writing on typewriter, sometimes somebody is engaged in propagating or selling the magazine or editing the magazine. So many different duties. So it is the spiritual master's business to see the disciple in which way he has got the tendency, and he tries to utilize his natural tendency in the matter of serving Krishna. One has got tendency for a certain thing. That tendency can be engaged in Krishna's service also. It is not difficult. Simply, it requires training and guidance. Sakarmana tam abharcha samsiddhi labhate nara. One has got a particular tendency to work. By that work, if it is nicely done, you can satisfy Krishna. Our only business is to satisfy Krishna. Sanusthitasya dharmasya saṃsiddhi haritosana. Whatever business you may have, it doesn't matter. Whatever talent you have got, it doesn't matter. If you can utilize that talent for Krishna's satisfaction, then your life is successful.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us an authorized program for this purpose, centered around the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
The general practice for everyone, whatever tendency he may have differently, but the general platform is to chant Hare Krishna Mahaprabhu. That will pave the way for everyone.
This chanting has so much power that it immediately attaches one to Krishna. That is the beginning of sadhana bhakti. Somehow or other, one has to fix his mind on Krishna. The great sage Ambarisa Maharaj, although a responsible king, fixed his mind on Krishna. Similarly, anyone who tries to fix his mind in this way will very rapidly make progress in successfully providing his original Krishna consciousness. Now this sadhana bhakti, or practice of devotional service, can also be divided into two parts. The first part is called regulative principles. One has to follow these different regulative principles by the order of the spiritual master or on the strength of authorized scriptures, and there can be no question of refusal. That is called vaiti, or regulative. One has to do it without any argument. Another part of sadhana bhakti is called raganuga. Raganuga refers to the point at which, by following the regulative principles, one becomes a little more attached to Krishna and executes devotional service out of natural love. For example, a person engaged in devotional service may be ordered to rise early in the morning and offer arti, which is a form of deity worship. In the beginning, by the order of a spiritual master, one rises early in the morning and offers arti, but then he develops real attachment. When he gets this attachment, he automatically tries to decorate the deity and prepare different kinds of dresses and thinks of different plans to execute his devotional service nicely. Although it is within the category of practice, this offering of loving service is spontaneous. So the practice of devotional service, sadhana bhakti, can be divided into two parts, namely regulative and spontaneous. Rupa Goswami defines the first part of devotional service, or vaidhi bhakti, as follows. When there is no attachment or no spontaneous loving service to the Lord, and one is engaged in the service of the Lord simply out of obedience to the order of the spiritual master or the spiritual scriptures, such obligatory service is called vaidhi bhakti. These principles of vaidhi bhakti are also described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 1st Chapter, verse 35, where Sukadeva Goswami instructs the dying Maharaj Pariksit as to his course of action. Maharaj Pariksit met Sukadeva Goswami just a week before his death, and the king was perplexed as to what should be done before he was to pass on. Many other sages also arrived there, but no one could give him the proper direction. Sukadeva Goswami, however, gave this direction to him as follows. My dear king, if you want to be fearless in meeting your death next week, for actually everyone is afraid of going to death, then you must immediately begin the process of hearing and chanting and remembering God. If one can chant and hear Hare Krishna and always remember Lord Krishna, then he is sure to become fearless of death, which may come at any moment.
Yes. This is our prescription, to chant Hare Krishna mantra without any stop. And even death comes, death may come at any moment, but if at the time of death, somehow or other, you can utter Krishna, remember Krishna, as soon as you utter the name of Krishna, you remember Krishna's form, Krishna's pastime, everything. So, let us chant Hare Krishna mantra 24 hours. There is no, I would say, impediment. Anyone, ahoitubhi apratihata, nobody can check it. If you are determined that I shall always chant Hare Krishna mantra, nobody can check. But we do not feel so much attached to the chanting, therefore it is checked. So, therefore we have fixed up a certain round, just like we have given to you 16 rounds, at least as a regulative principle, we must chant. Then gradually we may increase and automatically chant Hare Krishna mantra. That will be very good.
In the statements of Sukadeva Goswami, it is said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Sri Krishna. Therefore, Sukadeva recommends that one should always hear about Krishna. He does not recommend that one hear and chant about the demigods. The Mayavadis, impersonalists, say that you can chant any name, either that of Krishna or those of the demigods, and the result will be the same. But actually, this is not a fact. According to the authorized version of Srimad Bhagavatam, one has to hear and chant about Lord Vishnu, Krishna, only.
Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, it is specifically mentioned. Not that as the Mahabadi say, that you can chant any name. No, the Shastra says, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasevanam, Archanam Bandhanam Dasam, Shakkamatu Nivedam. So, as it is recommended by the Shastra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. We should chant this. Why other demigods' name? The Mayavadi philosopher, they misguide us. Shastra says Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, three times. Only the name of Lord Krishna, Hari. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam. Kalo nastiva, 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 gatiranda. There are many places. Kirtanadeva Krishnasa mukta sangha param brajet. This is said by Sukadeva Goswami. Simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, one becomes liberated and transferred to the spiritual world. Kalo dosu nidhi rajan yasti jikumanu. In this age there are so many faults. But there is one sublime benefit, that is this, that simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one becomes freed from this material world and is transferred to the spiritual world.
He also mentioned that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Sarvatma. Sarvatma means the super soul of everyone. Krishna is also mentioned as Ishvara, the Supreme Controller who is situated in everyone's heart. Therefore, if some way or other we become attached to Krishna, he will make us free from all danger. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that anyone who becomes a devotee of the Lord is never vanquished. Others, however, are always vanquished. Vanquished means that after getting this human form of life, a person does not come out of this, the entanglement of birth and death, and thus misses his golden opportunity. Such a person does not know where he is being thrown by the laws of nature. Suppose one does not develop Krishna consciousness in this human form of life. He will be thrown into the cycle of birth and death involving 8,400,000 species of life, and his spiritual identity will remain lost. One does not know whether he is going to be a plant, or a beast, or a bird, or something like that, because there are so many species of life. The recommendation of Rupa Goswami for reviving our original Krishna consciousness is that somehow or other we should apply our minds to Krishna very seriously, and thus become fearless of death. After death, we do not know our destination, because we are completely under the control of the laws of nature. Only Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is controller over the laws of nature. Therefore, if we take shelter of Krishna seriously, there will be no fear of being thrown back into the cycle of so many species of life. A sincere devotee will surely be transferred to the abode of Krishna, as affirmed in the Bhagavad Gita.
We are under the control of the material nature. Everyone can realize it. Nobody can be free. But the process of freedom is also stated there. Devijji Sagunami Mama Maya Durataya Mameva Prapadat. If anyone takes to the lotus feet of Krishna, surrenders there and be engaged in his service, then these laws of material nature will be slackened or almost nil. Karmani Nidhati Kintacha Bhakti Bhajan. These are the statements of the Shastra. Laws of material nature means karma. You act in certain way and you get the result, good or bad. That is called karma. Sat karma or asat karma. Actually everything is asat karma. Antavattu phalam tesham tad bhavati alpamedhusam. So even taking, accepting that good work is nice, but it is also bondage. Suppose you give in charity, so the laws of nature is that if you give one by charity, you get four. So now to accept that four, you have to take birth again. Narottam Das Thakur says, karmakanda ganakanda sakali bisher bhanda. Karmakanda means if you act very piously, next life you get good birth, good opulence, money, janma isajya suta, good education, beautiful body. These are the resultant action of satkarma. And asatkarma means you become poor, ugly, without any education, no riches, always hungry. These are the results of asatkarma. So this is called karmakanda. And jnanakanda means to try to merge into the existence of the Lord, which even if you do, but because you are under the impression of impersonalism, you again fall down. So both by the action of karmakanda and jnanakanda, one is not secure. Therefore Narottam Das Thakur says, sakali bisher bhanda. Poison, either in a golden pot or in an iron pot, it is the effect is the same. So bhakti is neither for karmakanda nor for jnanakanda. Jnanakarmad anabritam. That is real bhakti. Annavilasita sunnam jnanakarmad anabritam. Anukullina krishna anusiranam bhakti rittamad. Bhakti should not be contaminated by karma and jnana. Bhakti should remain pure, then the result will be very quick and nice.
In the Padma Purana, also the same process is described. There it is said that one should always remember Lord Vishnu. This is called jnana, meditation, always remember Krishna. It is said that one has to meditate with his mind fixed upon Vishnu. Padma Purana recommends that one always fix his mind on the form of Vishnu by meditation and not forget it at any moment. And this state of consciousness is called samadhi, or trance.
Yes. Satatang, satatang smartabha Vishnu. This is the injunction. One should always remember Vishnu, the form of Vishnu. That is possible only when you have enhanced a little in the path of loving Krishna and Vishnu. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochane santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilok. So everything is possible provided we are serious. Then everything is possible. God. Otherwise, why? Rupa Goswami has taken so much trouble in the matter of giving us Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, quoting from so many innumerable shastras, Saddharma Pravartta, Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipuno, Saddharma Pravartta. The Goswamis were so compassionate with the fallen human society that he, especially Rupa Goswami, all the Goswamis, they first of all search out all the data of spiritual life and quoted them in each and every line. Sufficiently he quoted from shastras. This is the business of sadhu. Sadhu, shastra, guru. They will act in the same way. There is no difference of opinion. Sadhu, shastra, guru, bhakpat. Tinete koriya uikko. One has to see a sadhu by corroborating his statement according to the shastras or another sadhu.
We should always try to mold the activities of our lives in such a way that we will constantly remember Vishnu or Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness.
Just like in the temple. Here, every business is in connection with Krishna. Otherwise, what is the difference between this house and the next door? There, Krishna is not there. And just in this door, everything is Krishna. That is the difference between ordinary house and temple. Ordinary house, they are also busy in purchasing things from the market, cooking them, and eating very nicely, sufficiently. But according to Shastra, they are eating all sins. Je pachanti atma karanat bhunjanti te aghanga papa. In a temple, same business is going on. Same marketing, same cooking, same eating, everything is going on. But in relationship with Krishna, where this relationship is there always, Krishna, then every house becomes a temple. That is required. We are simply setting example that how we can execute our daily affairs in connection with Krishna. That is our propaganda. So every grihastha, every house, what is the difficulty? Everyone can install the deity. All the family members can gather together, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and read Shastras as we are doing in this temple. But the present tendency is that they have got sufficient time to smoke, they have got sufficient time for playing cards, they have sufficient time for drinking, going to the cinema, going to the sports, but they have no time for developing Krishna consciousness. This is the difficulty. As soon as you talk to them about Krishna consciousness, they will immediately say, "Sir, we have no time." And for other things, the paraphernalia of Kali Yuga, they have got enough time. They will read newspaper, all full of rascal news. One man has stolen, one man has kidnapped, one man has stabbed. These news, he will bury with great interest, he will read. And as soon as we present Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, this is not good. This is the position. Therefore, there is a great necessity for pushing on this Krishna consciousness movement. That is the best welfare activity to the human society. All of them, they are rascals. Abodha jata. In the Shastra it is said, they are being defeated by the onslaught of material nature. These rascals, they do not know. They are thinking they have become great leaders, philanthropists, nationalists, politicians, scientists, philosophers, but they are killing themselves and others. Nati vidu sartha gatingi vishwanti, they do not know how to make progress. Therefore, a person who has understood a little value of this Krishna consciousness, he should take this movement very seriously and distribute to the fallen souls. That is the best one. That is the best one. Yes. Go on.
Whether one concentrates his mind on the four-headed form of Vishnu or on the form of two-headed Vishnu, it is the same. Bhagavad Purana recommends, somehow or other, always think of Vishnu without forgetting him under any circumstances. Actually, this is the most basic of all these principles. For when there is an order from a superior about doing something, there is simultaneously a prohibition. When the order is that one should always remember Krishna, the prohibition is that one should never forget him. Within this simple order and prohibition, all regulative principles are found completely. This regulative principle is applicable to all kinds of ashrams.
Yes, the regulative principles are meant for everyone, all varnas and ashrams. Not that I am now sannyasi, I have got the abstract form. Therefore, regulatory principle is not meant for me. It is for the conscience. This is just Kali Yuga. Jagadana tapa kriya, not ajam. Jagadana tapa, tapasya. Following the regulative principle means tapasya. So I have renounced the world, I have become sannyasi, I have renounced the world, that doesn't mean I have renounced all these things. Jagadana tapa kriya. No, these things are not to be renounced. Jagadana tapa kriya, not ajam. They are not to be renounced. Jagadana tapa kriya pavanani manishina. Even if you have become a great saintly person, still you should continue jagadana tapa kriya. This is the injunction of the Shastra. It should not be given up at any stage. Pavanani manishina. All right. Chant Hare Krishna.